Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is John chapter 21, verses 1 through 14. The Reverend Dr. Brian Heller is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
I read from St. John chapter 21. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And he revealed himself in this way: Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore. Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have any fish?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So he cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garments, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the nets full of fish, but they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards off. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place, with fish laid out on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Well, this morning, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you might be sitting here thinking, what in the world does something like Jesus making breakfast for his disciples after a long toil of fishing have to do with us? After all, John writes, right after this account, "Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." So why is this so important to include? Remember that this account that we are reading falls right after Jesus had appeared, as we know, twice to his disciples in the upper room. And the second time is that familiar account where Jesus appears and Thomas is there, and Jesus invites Thomas to put his fingers in the hole in his side. Thomas' doubt is removed, and he exclaims, "My Lord and my God." Well, after these things, after these miraculous appearances of the resurrected Christ, Peter and six other disciples go out to do what they know best: fishing. As they wait for the Lord's command to preach the gospel into the ends of the earth, to truly be fishers of men. Yet here we go again. Disciples out fishing, they stay out all night, and they catch nothing. Then a seemingly unknown figure comes out. He gives these professional fishermen advice on where to cast down their nets. And lo and behold, the nets are full of fish, 153, as St. John points out to us. Yes, this sounds all too familiar. This reminds us of when Jesus first calls Peter, Andrew, and the sons of Zebedee to be his disciples. But notice that this time it's different. Jesus first of all refers to them as children. And when they recognize that it's Jesus in our reading, when John says to Peter, "It is the Lord," Peter does not react in despair, telling Jesus, "Depart from me, for I am unclean." No, this time Peter is overfilled with joy, so much so that he throws in his jacket and throws himself into the sea to be with Jesus. As we reflect on this morning, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, how do we react when we hear it is the Lord? We hear that announcement from Chaplain Denzer at 9:50 saying that Christ will be present with you in his word right here, right now at 10 o'clock, just as he has promised to be. Our hearts overfilled with that joy like St. Peter. Do we throw ourselves into the chapel here at 10 a.m. because we cannot simply contain ourselves to be here? Let's examine our hearts. If our hearts are not filled with that exuberant joy, why not? What gets in the way? Maybe it's pressures of projects that are due, meetings that fill up our calendars that come right on the heels of this chapel service. Maybe it's stresses at home. At the heart of this, though, we are tempted, just like Thomas was, to doubt about Christ. And maybe even more so to doubt that Christ is really for us, that he will truly care for us, just as he did with his disciples. Brothers and sisters in Christ this morning, know beyond any doubt that Christ does indeed take care of you just as he has promised. He has loved you so very much that he gave his life for you. And all the doubts that you've ever had, all the times that you relied on yourself and not on him, all of those sinful things that we have done and left undone, he has taken upon himself and died our death on the cross so that you may become heirs of eternal life. Your sins forgiven, your debt paid. And here in our reading from St. John this morning, we see the love that the resurrected Christ has for his disciples and that he has here for you. Christ reveals himself to his disciples this third time in the miraculous catching of fish. And then he goes even further. He tells the disciples, "Bring some of the fish over here to a charcoal fire that he had prepared for breakfast." And so you can imagine the disciples hauling over this fish to the charcoal fire, but wait, there's already fish on that fire, bread as well. And Jesus is cooking them fish and toast. The thing is about Jesus is that this is who he is. He cannot help but to give and give and give to love you and to care for you. Bring over some fish. Oh, wait. I have it all ready for you. Yes, Christ is truly abounding in his mercy and his love for his disciples. He is abounding in his love and his mercy for you. Yes, Christ is the all-atoning sacrifice for us. He has conquered all of those big things, sin, death, the power of Satan himself. He has vanquished all of your foes underneath his feet. And yes, this Easter season, we rejoice in this. But yet rejoice also this morning, because Christ cares about those seemingly little things too. You have a Savior who, after being crucified on a cross, after rising from death, cares about making breakfast. Just as he cared about satisfying the desire's hunger, making sure they were cared for both body and soul, testifying that he indeed was alive and not a phantom, Christ does the same for you today. Because he knows it all. He knows everything that you are going through. Every stress that you have, every anxious thought that you've thought, every illness that you're enduring, every heartache that you've experienced. Christ knows it all, and he promises that he will care for you. And all these challenges you face today, no matter how seemingly little, he will provide for you for. Christ is your Savior, who weeps with you, who laughs with you, who rejoices with you. He gives you his very body and blood in his Holy Supper at every divine service, giving you forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation for the nourishment of your souls. And he also cares about your body. He gives you the clothes that you wear, the shoes on your feet, good friends, faithful neighbors, and even those seemingly little things like breakfast. Therefore, this morning, dearly beloved in Christ, rejoice. Because Christ comes to you in his word and his sacraments today, just as he has promised that he is with you. Christ has died for you. He has risen again for you. He has conquered death itself. He ascended to the right hand of the Father, and he prays continually for you. And he does indeed and will provide for every need of body and soul, more than you could possibly imagine. Yes, truly, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.